Hello, dear viewers, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel again. Well, it was depressing reading about the United States and its attempts to twist Ukraine's arm into making this disadvantageous and shameful peace with Russia. Now, a lot is not confirmed. These are rumors leaking out, but the United States might recognize the Russian illegal occupation of the Crimean Peninsula as de jure Russian sovereignty over Crimea. Wow. And that was a principle that Mike Pompeo, who was Secretary of State in the first Trump administration, reiterated in 2018 that no, the USA would never recognize Crimea as Russian. And remember, the Ukrainian constitution forbids them from giving away land like this. So now Putin has played Trump for the fool he is. And finally, even Trump isn't so stupid that he can't wake up to this and feeling embarrassed. But because then he's rounding on Zelensky, he's bullying him. He recognizes, obviously, Ukraine is not as strong as Russia, let alone the USA. But really, the fighting spirit of the Ukrainians is incredible, how indomitable they are to begin this war with is like a, was it a 13-1 disadvantage in howitzers, for example. It was like 10-1 disadvantage in planes, helicopters, missile systems, almost everything. Okay, in troops numbers, it was something close to parity. If you look at the troops that the Russians could actually send over the border, and what they lacked in armaments, they made up for in willpower. And I remember Napoleon saying that, you know, his morale is three times more important than the physical condition. Now, I'm not a military man, I'm sure it shows, but it's hard to explain how the Ukrainians could have kept going so long if it weren't for that. And obviously they've had shipments of Western arms, and that's definitely helped a lot. So rather than blame the aggressor, Putin, who is the aggressor, Trump's instinct is to take the side of the bully and the aggressor against the innocent victim, to take the side of tyranny against democracy. Surprise, surprise. Well, it explains a lot about what he's doing at home. So Trump said that the deal to end the war is very close. He said that on the 22nd of April. Ha, ha, ha. What about ending the war in one day? We're almost 100 days into his administration, and it still hasn't happened. So Vice President J.D. Vance saying they might freeze the territorial lines where they are today, or close to where they are today, so a frozen conflict, something like in the Korean Peninsula, or maybe even between India and Pakistan and Jammu and Kashmir. Now, that's far from ideal, but in the circumstances, that might be the best that can be realistically hoped for. So Russia's objective was to subjugate the whole of Ukraine. And we know this because they put out a press communique on the first day of the war saying, that's it, we've done it. We've reunited Russia, Ukraine and Belarus. So watch out, Belarus, you're going to be annexed as well. And that looked so ridiculous. They took down the press release within a few hours because I'd initially thought they're more limited goals because all the experts were saying before the war, well, Russia just doesn't have the wherewithal to take over the whole Ukraine. They could take over a bit of it. I thought it might go to the Dnieper and stop there. No doubt put a puppet back in Kiev, Yanukovych. And then he would request joining Russia, just like they did with Lugansk and Donetsk when they recognized those so-called People's Republics actually under Russian illegal occupation. And then a few months later, absorb them into Russia. And remember where you had said it first? I said that was an act prefatory to their absorption into the Russian Federation. I remember under the Russian Constitution amendments passed by referendum in 2020, Russia can never cede a millimeter of their sovereign territory. That's a crime. To advocate that is a crime as well. Anyway, goodness, a bit like in the Western world, questioning the establishment is a crime because it's so-called extreme. It's very worrying how Western democracy is going the way of Putinism like that. So anyway, Vance said that both Russia and Ukraine are going to have to give up some of the territory they currently own. Own is the operative word. No, Russia does not own any of the land it has illegally occupied. Ukraine owns all of it. Now, Ukraine has occupied some of Russia. That's true. That's not illegal. That's a legitimate response to Russia invading them since 2014. Illegal occupying their land. Don't want to go too much into the history of Ukraine. In particular, the Crimean Peninsula, and it has changed hands a few times. And it's true until the late 1950s as part of the Russian Federation, then in the Soviet Union. Nikita Khrushchev who was General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, i.e. dictator, he reassigned it from Russia to Ukraine. Now, in those days, all the Soviet Union didn't seem to make any difference. It's like, look at the United Kingdom. Berwick-upon-Tweed has gone back and forth between England and Scotland. Currently, it's in England. I mean, especially so when there was a full union before even devolution, that would seem to make rather little difference. But if Scotland left the United Kingdom, that would make a difference. And that's the kind of thing that happened. And the Ukrainians bent over backwards to be accommodating the Russians, saying, yes, you can keep your Black Sea fleet here. Yes, it's going to have a special autonomous status. And yes, you can use Russian as the primary language there, and. And all right, it was part of Russia, but something like 170 years until the 1950s. But it was a Tartaric Khanate at some point. It was part of the Ottoman Empire for a while. It was part of the Byzantine Empire. It was part of the Roman Empire. So I don't see why, therefore, it should be part of Russia. I mean, lots of parts of Russia, parts of other countries at various times. Some of the Russian Far East was part of the Chinese Empire. You know, the Tatars were independent till the late 16th century. How, you know, some of the Russian Federation was only conquered by Russia in the early 19th century and so on. Do they have to return Kaliningrad to Germany? This is really is ludicrous. Do they have to return some land to Finland that they took forcibly in 1939 and so on? All right. So he's saying he has no favorites. Vance has no favorites. But wait a second. Ukraine has been a loyal ally of the United States. And they sent troops to Iraq. They sent troops to Afghanistan. Maybe the US shouldn't have fought those wars. Maybe Ukraine shouldn't have. But they did it to prove their friendship. To the, ideally, they'd be the Americans would be ingratiated to them. I think very few Americans would know that Ukraine sent troops to those wars. And partly, Ukraine is proving that they're not Russia, that they were going against Russian foreign policy. And so on. There's a Budapest memorandum, which the United States signed, was ratified, security guarantees for them. They convinced the Ukrainians to part with their nuclear arsenal, give it to Russia for free in exchange for these security guarantees that Russia would never invade. Russia's broken that. 2003, Putin himself signed a treaty, recognized the demarcation of Ukraine's territory. Even Crimea, he recognized that as Ukrainian. And if you said that in Russia today, that'd be jail for saying what Putin said in 2003. So you see just how dishonest he is and just how stupid Trump is to trust him. You know, signing guarantees of non-aggression with Putin is signing a guarantee of aggression. So it's making crime pay. Why wouldn't he stop when Putin's getting what he wanted? Pocket that win and then demand the next concession. No, we never said that. No, it doesn't count all of a sudden. So, and then, you know, there could be a breather in the war, time for them to gather their strength. And yes, they're rather battered. A lot of their arsenal has been destroyed. And it's true that the Ukrainians have suffered too. The numbers of dead, the Ukrainians have suffered something like 50,000 dead. The Russians have probably been over 200,000. The numbers of wounded, I mean, much larger for the Ukrainians proportionally for the Russians, partly better medical care, partly because they bother to try and save them, whereas the Russians don't. Just leave them to die sometimes, particularly if they were prison recruits and so on. So there's this illegal occupation of Crimea. Now, I know it's not the other only illegal occupation in the world, and the United States has aided Israel's illegal occupation of the Golan Heights and things like that. You know, Turkey's got away with the illegal occupation of North Cyprus, but no country in the world recognizes that as de jure, and so on. Now, who rightfully controls Jammu and Kashmir, that's disputed, right? So, but we should not be encouraging more of these things. So some of these attacks on Ukraine, killing lots of civilians, and Putin is behind them. Obviously, Trump blames the victims, yeah? And is always saying that it's Zelensky's fault for not giving up his territory. Wow, it really is sickening, his stupidity, his dishonesty. I mean, I'm hard to figure out, is he thick enough to actually believe what he says? But he could say anything, he could turn on a dime. So with these London talks are going to go ahead, Marco Rubio, the US Secretary of State, didn't show up at the end. And Rubio, before he became a Trump brown noser, he told the truth and he actually spoke up for Ukrainian rights. And now he seems to be an apologist for the Putin regime. And, you know, Witkoff, who's Trump's special envoy to Russia, Steve Witkoff, he decided not to come in the end, rather undercutting them. They go ahead anyway, but I'm afraid to say they are largely useless. So, thank goodness, only Trump could be stupid enough to trust Putin. You can see why he's so bad at business deals. Well, it's very, very dispiriting. So if Putin gets this, that's a tremendous win for him, and he'll go ahead because he's further west and so on, and he'll attack again. And he held on thinking Trump would win the election. That's true. Thinking Trump would cut off arms shipments to Ukraine. Well, that happened for a while, and intelligence sharing for a while. Back on, they're not going to give very much. I'm trying to decouple European NATO from the United States. Semi-successful on that one, but that has, of course, backfired on Russia a little bit because European NATO countries or other US allies, not in NATO, like, you know, say South Korea, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, they're increasing their defense spending because they realize that the United States is not dependable. So that's not an outcome that obviously that Russia wanted. But it's all very troubling that Trump will stab the Ukrainians in the back. And we know that Putin won't stop there. Okay, they've already carried out cyber attacks in the United States. They've hacked American elections before, obviously in Trump's favor, which is why he doesn't really mind. Wow. How does Putin get away with these lies? I suppose just like Trump does. But yeah, it's what's to be expected from a convicted criminal like Donald Trump, from someone who was proven in court to have sexually abused a woman. Well, thank you for following my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, George Callahan 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.